so hell, now I find myself hogtied, wrists bound to ankles with silky red rope, in the swanky riverside apartment of some guy that, until just over an hour ago, I'd never laid eyes on. All I've got on is a pair of black lace panties and a pair of Rupert Sanderson stilettos, having left my dignity somewhere over by the door. I've never been tied up before. I've never been spanked before. And I've certainly no idea what's going to happen next. And I have to say, I think I'm enjoying myself. But how the fuck did I get myself into this in the first place? I think it was something I said. Tonight was an evening that came with expectations built in. An expectation of meeting someone, the anticipation of excitement or of disappointment, a feeling that one thing might lead to another. Speed dating. It wasn't my first time, but it was definitely the first time that the one thing had actually led to another. Previous outings on the speed dating merry-go-round had been underwhelming, but, eternal optimist that I am, I couldn't see any harm in giving it another go, and, hey, presto, it seems to have delivered. This is how it went down. The first two guys that sat in the hot seat opposite me were dull. One was tongue-tied, while the other couldn't stop talking about himself. The third man was nice, but ancient. The fourth, good-looking, but weird. But the fifth was interesting. Tall, I noticed as he approached my table. Confident, authoritative. He had the air of someone used to being in control. He sat down and gave me an appraising look. There was no trying to hide the fact that he was looking me over, checking me out. I might not have liked a look like that in a different situation, but I wasn't going to kid myself. This is what we were both here for, after all. I looked him up and down, too, and he was some physical specimen. Strong jaw, broad shoulders, beautiful hands, and a luxuriant head of burnished copper hair. His dark eyes held mine until I felt compelled to look away.
What's your name?
Vale. Yours?
Lucas.
Our eyes met once again. There was a certain intensity to his stare that made me want to find out more about him, made me want to touch him or see him without his clothes. What do you do? I said.
Tea or coffee?
I'm sorry?
Do you drink tea or coffee?
His voice held a note of impatience. Coffee.
Whiskey or gin?
Gin.
Chanel or Prada?
Prada.
Negligee or naked?
Naked. There was no pause between questions, no time for me to consider the answers I was giving. It was like a game of word association, and I was happy to play along.
Oral or anal?
I faltered for a second and then said, both.
Top or bottom?
Bottom. Lucas suddenly stood up.
Come on, let's get out of here,
he said, holding out a hand to me. I glanced around the room. The other participants were busy talking as fast as they could to get in all they needed to say before their 4 minutes ran out. The man at the table next to mine, my next prospect, in other words, was ugly beyond ugly. Lucas was good-looking and unpredictable. I'm with you, I said, pulling my coat off the back of my chair and grabbing my bag. So that's how it all started. He took me to a bar and ordered me a gin and tonic.
Drink it,
he said, already halfway through his. He ordered us each another. There was no doubt who was in control. Lucas set the agenda, and I was content to sit back and enjoy the ride.
I'd like you to come back to my apartment,
he said.
Would you consider it?
I knew what that meant. He wanted to have sex with me. And after two gins and a month-long sex drought, I wanted to have sex with him. He seemed like someone who would know what he was doing. Lucas did know what he was doing, and now I'm lying on my back on his bed, tied up and virtually naked.